Markets in the U.S. are stabilizing today after the drop yesterday. Reports that President Trump asked his FBI Director James Comey to end an investigation, something the White House denied, worried investors who interpreted it as pushing tax reform even further off the table. And now many investors are saying the Trump bump is officially over. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Robin.
And remind us how we reported on it yesterday, but how bad a day was it?
Yeah, it's definitely a bad day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 were both down about 1.8%, and that's their worst drop since September. But really, it was the weakness all around the globe. European benchmarks were down. A global index of stocks was down about 1.2%. There was widespread weakness in the dollar against most major currencies. And some of the really economically cyclical stocks were hit the worst. The KBW Bank Index of the biggest banks in the country lost more than 4%. Mm-hmm. And transportation stocks were down more than 3%. So definitely an ugly day.
And why would it be those in particular if it is, as we heard, because of worries that some things that bankers really want to hear about, tax reform, just seem like they're not going to happen? Why would those be hit hardest?
Well, obviously, all of this focus on the Russia story sucks the oxygen out of the room when it comes to pushing for the other elements of Trump's agenda that got investors very excited, loosening up the banking regulations and tax reform and stimulus spending. So it really just pushes the beneficial aspects in investors' minds of the Trump agenda further out into the future.
Yeah, and if people pulled out of certain things, where they put their money?
Well, obviously, the bond market had a very strong day. Interestingly, as ugly as a day as it was in the stock market, not all of the main industry groups were down. Whenever the bond market does well, that means interest rates come down. And some of the defensive sectors of the stock market, like utilities and real estate firms, companies that pay high dividends and then benefit from lower interest rates, actually were up yesterday. So it wasn't selling across the board, but some of the defensive groups did well, actually.
Well, but actually, we should also maybe reiterate here that it wasn't across the board. And in the larger context, stocks are doing pretty well.
They are. And that is sort of why yesterday felt so dramatic. It's not unusual to have a really ugly day like that, but we just haven't had one in a while. The market really took off, obviously, after the election. S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average are up more than 10% each since the election, up about 4 or 5% still just this year. But it had been a very quiet market with not any huge moves in either direction all year. So that type of volatility yesterday feels much more dramatic when those are the conditions that come before it.
And what do you think about the Trump bump being gone? I mean, now we have a special counsel appointed. There were all these promises of spending on infrastructure and, again, tax reform not happening. Do you think the bump is gone?
I think it had been slowly dwindling even before yesterday, and not just the stock market. If you look at the dollar, its strength against other currencies had started to fade. In the bond market, the yield curves are something people on Wall Street look very closely at, and they had started to flatten, which sort of conveys skepticism about inflation and economic growth.
Well, we'll watch. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks.
Thank you.